Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're counting you down to the Twins and the Royals, game two of the season for the home nine. And Thursday's opener was a good news, bad news scenario. They won the ballgame 4-1, and Pablo Lopez was outstanding. Home run for Royce Lewis. Big day for Carlos Correa. But in that game, Royce Lewis was injured. And we learned today that he was put on the injured list. And the Twins made a corresponding move to fill that roster spot. Meanwhile, we got other news today on Twins pitcher Anthony DeSclafani. He will be out for the entire 2024 season after forearm surgery. But here is the details on Lewis. He sustained the injury while running the bases during the third inning of the opener Thursday in Kansas City. He was 2-for-2 with a home run and a single before leaving the game. And to replace Lewis on the 26-man roster, the Twins recalled utility player Austin Martin from AAA St. Paul. He was added to the 40-man last November. And by the way, Martin will be in uniform for today's game, looking to make his Major League debut. He'll wear one of those high numbers, uniform number 82, for Martin in the Twins lineup today. And we'll have much more on that as we move through the show today. And we do want to tell you later on this half hour, we're going to visit with Matt Hodson from the Twins front office, and we'll kind of take a look ahead to a big day for any ball club, and that is a home opener. The weather looks great, a lot of big plans, so we'll run through that with Matt before the end of the hour. Then following the news and weather, Dan Hayes, who covers the Twins for The Athletic, will talk more about Royce Lewis and the injury, and what we know about Austin Martin, who was called up from AAA St. Paul. So that's to come. And then before we say goodbye at 2:30 today, we'll have a sneak peek at the lineup. And then, of course, we'll turn it over to the network, the Treasure Island Baseball Network, for the lineup card today. And then it'll be Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden with all the play-by-play. Joe Ryan on the mound in the ballgame today. And for Kansas City, it'll be Seth Lugo. But much more on that. A couple other sports headlines we want to get to on this Saturday afternoon. And it's all about Minnesota State today. Last night, the women won the national championship in St. Joseph, Missouri, beating Texas Women's University. And now today at 2, Minnesota State men will take on Nova Southeastern for the D2 national championship. And our producer is Josh Wheeler. Josh, just a huge story. The fact that the Mavericks not only made it to both title games, but the women have already got it done. They have a championship. Can the men follow suit today? It's really cool.
Yeah, it's not often you get these cool Minnesota stories outside of, you know, the major, you know, the Minnesota Gopher stories that we typically get out of college basketball. And it's kind of been a slow build, a slow burn, if you will, with this Mavericks organization when it comes to both the men's and women's basketball squads. Over just the last couple weeks, they've built a lot of steam with kind of the publicity that that they are receiving, and it's not very often that you get.
Brendan Kulick and Chris Sparks with you from the.
Oh, sorry about
you're
that.
You're good. That's me. It's not very often you get the D2 schools in the mix for these kind of conversations. I covered St. Cloud State in my time in college, and it wasn't very often, you know, we had the spotlight on us. I was able to go to a small town called Hayes, Kansas, to cover women's basketball team just a couple years ago in their run to the NCAA tournament. And they made it past the first round as far as, you know, winning their first game in the bracket. But it's definitely nothing compared to what Minnesota State Mankato is accomplishing right now with just the overall publicity. They've dug deep. They've gotten very, very far. So it's awesome to see kind of these D2 programs kind of flying under the radar.
Yeah, great stuff. Mavericks win it in the women's title game. And the men go today once again at Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Once again, Nova Southeastern against Minnesota State for all the D2 marbles. That's really good. Tonight in Sioux Falls, NCAA men's hockey. And this is a regional final, the winner to the Frozen Four in St. Paul. It'll be Minnesota taking on Boston University in that one, and that'll be a later start tonight in Sioux Falls. Couple other headlines today. Golden Gopher women won in the NIT. They were able to beat North Dakota State. They're at Wyoming next. The Wild take on Vegas today in a matinee in St. Paul. The Wild pretty much need to run the table, you would think, to get into the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Meanwhile, the Timberwolves won big last night in Denver. Huge win. They really blew out the Nuggets, Josh. It was really impressive.
It's arguably the best half of basketball you could ask for a team. It's almost a perfect half of basketball, not to mention just the entire game. This is becoming one of the best defensive teams in basketball, and it's kind of fun to see from afar because you never would think with stars like Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns, even Naz Reid, that defense would kind of be the story with this team. Naz Reid, not much of a defensive guy per se. I mean, you would think more of a Rudy Gobert type, but it definitely was some of the best basketball you could ask for from this team and arguably in many years that we've seen from the Timberwolves.
Yeah, huge win last night. Now, does it matter come playoff time? Not really, but it is a measuring stick win, particularly how dominant they were without Carl Anthony Towns. Meanwhile, Minnesota United FC playing Philly today, and they are down 1-0 in the 32nd minute. Minnesota unbeaten so far this year. They've had points in every outing so far, but Philly and Minnesota today in the 32nd minute, and Philly has once again, the 1-0 lead in that. All right, let's get to the Twins. They won the opener on Thursday. A lot of good and certainly some very bad news in that game. Right out of the gate, we mentioned the injury to Royce Lewis, a trip to the injured list. Much more on that momentarily. But let's get into some of the highlights from that ball game. And the Twins did get off to a quick start on opening day and a beautiful day in Kansas City. And who was in the middle of it? Royce Lewis.
0-2 pitch, swung on and lifted in the air left field. Melendez going back. Melendez still going back. How about that for an opening day? Home run, Royce Lewis to left. Twins are on the board. It's 1-0 Minnesota.
Yeah, just a fabulous start. And then you go to the third inning. Lewis, his second hit of the game is a single and set the table for Carlos Correa. And then what ultimately would lead to the injury to Lewis.
And the 1-2. Swung on and lined towards third. That is a fair ball down into the left field corner. Margo will round from second. He will score. That's Lewis right. Is hobbling into third base. Royce Lewis is hurt. It's an RBI double for Carlos Correa. Correa makes it a 2-1 game, and then Carlos Correa throws his hands up in the air in frustration at second base as he looks to third and a hobbling Royce Lewis.
Yeah, major bummer. We once again learned that they placed infielder Royce Lewis on the 10-day injured list with a right quad strain, retroactive to the 29th. That led to the call-up of Austin Martin. More on Martin a little bit later on in the program. But Pablo Lopez, Twins ace, opening day starter, and he was really good.
See if he can put him away. The 1-2. Swung and a missed. He struck him out. So down goes Bobby Witt Jr. for the first out.
Yeah, good stuff there, and it continued through seven strong innings.
1-2, breaking ball, locks him up, called strike three, and Pablo Lopez knocks him down in order in a 1-2-3-7.
So he goes seven on opening day, and post-game, he talked about how he felt on the mound.
I felt really good, Obviously, opening day means so much to everyone, us players, for so many reasons. You know, we've been waiting for this day for a long time. We grinded through spring training, you know, waking up at 5, 6 in the morning every day. So, like, everything leading up to this day, extremely special. So, a lot of emotions going on, a lot of anxiety in a good way. It's about embracing it and just go out there and have fun. And, like, we're playing loose, we're having a good time. We're, like, everyone's making the good plays, attacking the zone. That was our whole mentality, you know, and just, like, control what we can control, like, knowing our process, playing loose, and sticking to it.
There he is, Pablo Lopez. He did talk about giving up the early home run and how he was able to settle in after that and go seven strong innings.
You always want to get the first one. You always want it to go smooth. It didn't, but we talk so much about growth. We talk so much about growth on the mound, getting better physically, but like I emphasize a lot the mental growth, you know, the mental side of the game. There are so many things out of our control. Being able to turn the page is such a, like, it's such a good skill that the Twins, with their mental skills department, have been able to, like, encourage us to, like, learn and then just, like, put it in practice. You know, we want to be relentless. We want to be resilient. And at the same time, you got to stick to your process, you know, like, you shake it off, you let to go as hard as he might be sometimes, but yeah, like, obviously, and I have a great support system in Jeffers, the coaches, like the people behind me were playing, that were doing the nice plays, all the plays. So it was just about not letting go of my plan and then just try to, like, attack the zone. If you attack the zone more times than not, you're gonna have a good chance at a good result.
If the Twins are gonna have a big year, he's gonna be a big part of it, for sure. Pablo Lopez, but a great start on opening day. Twins win 4-1. Beyond the Royce Lewis injury, Max Kepler left the ballgame. He was a little banged up. And post-game, the manager talked about Max.
I would say minor concern with Kep. Kep had an x-ray. It came back negative. There's some kind of bone bruise obviously going on right there. It was a direct hit. I mean, it was to his knee. So we're going to have to see how he's moving around tomorrow. I don't know if he's going to play after the off day. I hope he's going to play, but we'll just have to talk to him. We're going to see how he's moving around, and if he's moving around well, I would love to put him in there.
All right, there he is, manager Rocco Baldelli, and from what I see, a sneak peek at the lineup. Kepler is not in that lineup, and a little bit later on, we'll have a rundown of how the Twins are going to look today behind Joe Ryan in his first start of the season. Game 2, Twins and Royals coming up. Lineup card at 2:30. First pitch just after 3. And the weather looks lovely in Kansas City. It looks like the weather is going to be lovely for opening day, and we're going to preview all the opening day festivities when we come back. And our friend Matt Hodson will join us from the Twins front office and talk about a huge opening day. Weather's going to be great. We'll have that for you in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Twins and Royals, game 2 coming up. Lineup card 2:30, first pitch after 3. Joe Ryan, his first start of the year. Twins won the opener 4-1 once again. Not the greatest news on Royce Lewis on the injured list today. Austin Martin called up. We'll get more with that story. Dan Hayes from The Athletic checks in following the news and weather at 2. The weather has been great in Kansas City. It's going to be very good today. And the weather is going to be great for the home opener for the Twins at Target Field next week. And joining us to talk about all the festivities is Matt Hodson. And Matt has been good enough to join us on the program from time to time over the years. Matt, good to visit with you.
Great to visit with you too, Steve. Happy new baseball season.
Yeah, here we are. Twins got off to a great start. Bummer news on Royce Lewis, but hopefully he'll be back soon. Pablo Lopez was great, and we count it down to the home opener at Target Field. And here's that weather again. Sunny, upper 50s. It's pretty good.
That's some glorious weather for baseball on what is one of the greatest days of the year, when Twins baseball is back where it should be, downtown Minneapolis at Target Field. And you just mentioned Pablo Lopez. He was brilliant on opening day. He's scheduled to get the ball for our home opener as well. And it should be a really fun day to celebrate Twins baseball.
Yeah, and Matt, there's a lot of traditions associated with the home opener, and there's a lot of great traditions, including breakfast on the plaza, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a day-long party for the home opener. It gets started at 6 o'clock with breakfast on the plaza from 6 to 9 a.m. Come on down, and whether you want to drive by the ballpark on 7th Street, walk, bike, however you want to get down there, we'll get you some free food, some free gifts. You can have a chance to win some tickets. And our good friends there, WCCO, will be out there broadcasting live. And it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Big part of the morning news with Vanita. And then let's kind of talk about some of the other festivities as we lead up to game time. There's a lot of festivities, and Twins legends will be at the ballpark, et cetera.
Yeah, so 1 o'clock, the gates open, and what better way to welcome our fans back into the ballpark than to have some of the legends of Twins baseball opening up the gates. We'll have Tony Oliva opening up gate 6, of course, Kent Herbeck at gate 14, of course. We'll have Justin Morneau doing the honors at gate 3, Dan Gladden at gate 29, Tom Kelly at gate 6.5, the one right around the corner from gate 6, and then Kirby Puckett's kids, Kirby Jr. Catherine at gate 34. And again, that's, you're coming back to the ballpark, and you'll get a chance to have Twins legends opening and welcoming you back home to Target Field.
Matt Hudson joining us from the Twins front office as we preview opening day at Target Field on Thursday. The Guardians in town, first pitch at 3:10. A lot going on. Another big part of it is going to be honoring longtime Twins television voice Dick Bramer.
Yeah, we're really excited for this for Dick. You know, it's the generation of Twins baseball for multiple generations, 40 years on the air with us. And he called it a broadcast career at the end of last season, and this will be our chance on the home opener to really stand and applaud and salute Dick for 40 years of calling Twins baseball. And a little bit behind the scenes at 1:30, we're actually going to dedicate the television broadcast booth in the press box as the Dick Bramer broadcast booth. So any game from here on out at Target Field will come and be called from the Dick Bremer broadcast booth. And then we're going to give the fans their chance to stand and salute when Dick takes the mound and throws out the ceremonial first pitch. That should be a real special moment. We'll do some broadcasts of his best calls and most memorable calls up on the video board and let Twins fans stand and applaud the guy who was the soundtrack for 40 years of Twins baseball.
Yeah, and a solemn part of opening day is going to be honoring Burnsville and Dakota County first responders. We're all familiar with the tragedy, and the Twins and Twins fans will have a chance to honor those men that lost their lives and all first responders.
Yeah, you know, the tragic events of February 18th, it, like all Minnesotans, it impacted us. And so we wanted to take this moment on the biggest platform we have, our home opener, to remember those three men who lost their lives in the line of duty, but also to celebrate and spotlight the true heroic and brave men and women who every single day put their lives on the line, the first responders of Dakota County and Burnsville. And we'll also have folks from Minneapolis and Hennepin joining as well. And it was important to us, again, not just to honor the fallen, but to celebrate those who continue to work every single day.
Well, Matt, always good to visit with you. How do people find out more about what's going on opening day? And beyond that, how do they get in the ballpark?
They go to twins.com, and we do still have tickets available for the home opener on Thursday throughout the weekend. You mentioned it. The weather's going to be great. Your defending American League Central champions are going to be back at the ballpark. Go to twins.com, give us a call at 1-800-33-TWINS, get your tickets, and come join us. It's time to get loud again at Target Field.
No doubt. Weather's going to be great. Thursday, sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Matt Hodson from the Twins. We'll have a break for the news and weather. Then Dan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And Hayes will join us. Twins and Royals, game two of the season coming up. I'm not sure how I feel about the opener and all the excitement, then the day off. And then game two, I understand why they do it. If there's weather, you've got kind of a built-in day to make sure you get your home opener in and get those festivities in. I get that. It's just kind of after a Twins 4-1 win on Thursday, it's all right, let's keep it going. Twins do win 4-1 in the opener on Thursday. Pablo Lopez was outstanding. The bullpen, minus Johan Duran, still got it done. Big day out of Carlos Correa. Of course, a big start for Royce Lewis, and he went down with that injury in the third inning, left the game, had an MRI, and we learned it's a quad strain, and he is officially now on the injured list. And right now we're being joined by Dan Hayes from The Athletic, and he joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. And I was just talking, Dan, big win on Thursday, kind of a good news, bad news scenario. With Pablo Lopez, Carlos Correa, Royce Lewis got off to a great start, then the Lewis injury, and that's certainly a bummer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a great victory. You look at it, I mean, the Carlos Correa hit that Royce Lewis got injured on, you know, arguably is in his top five most clutch moments as a Twin in the regular season. I mean, you know, two out, double down the line. I know it's early in the game, but right after the home run, you know, you break the game back open. You're looking like it's a 3-1 lead. And then Royce Lewis, like, everybody gasped. Like, there was an audible gasp in the press box when he pulled up at second base. I mean, everybody saw it right away. And, you know, we're pretty high up. But, you know, it's definitely an unfortunate thing for a guy who keeps having to deal with unfortunate injuries throughout his young career.
Yeah, and I made the immediate comparison, and others have as well, that when healthy – super talented player. I mean, you look at the numbers he's been able to put up in the opener, a home run and a single in his first two at-bats of the season, then goes down with an injury. It's hard not to compare his injury history to this point to that of Byron Buxton, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. But I would think as far as, you know, production-wise, that, you know, there's not even like a remote comparison between the two. Lewis is early production in his career is so superior. I mean, this is far, you know, Buxton, when the injuries that have happened, they've been constant, but he didn't develop into the type of impact player till he was a little bit older in his career. And, you know, maybe there were some similarities to Royce Lewis, but I mean, from the minute he arrived in 2022, Royce Lewis has proven to be an impact player. He's the kind of guy that last year, you know, when Buxton was hurt and missing the center field and Correa is playing through plantar fasciitis, could carry this team. So this is a big injury. You know, 26 home runs and 308 major league plate appearances, including the postseason. Man, I mean, those are Ruthian type numbers right there. And he does it with this, you know, just great energy that can carry a team and lift teammates. And it's going to be hard to replicate. This is a team that at least on the position side is built to handle this. But it's a big blow for sure. And you're right. I mean, there is some strong similarity to Byron's injury history. This is, you know, essentially when this happened, you know, you looked at it and given the leg injuries in the past, you know, blowing out his knee twice, you couldn't help but think, especially with the way he couldn't put weight on it, is this a ruptured, something ruptured, and far worse? And it's weird to be in this position right now and saying, you know, maybe this is sort of lucky because it's 1 month of just resting right now, but it sounds like it's going to be a 2 month injury. And frankly, if that's the case, that's better than I was thinking initially.
Yeah, it could have been the season, and certainly a big blow to the Twins out of the gate, because we had talked, and I had talked to some of your fellow beat writers about the potential for this lineup with a healthy Byron Buxton, healthy Carlos Correa, and Royce Lewis in the meat of that order. That's pretty good. Now the Twins will move forward without Lewis for sure.
Right, and they do have some really young, interesting players who can come up and step in. The first guy is Austin Martin, you know, top five draft pick, definitely not a power guy, more on base and stolen bases, but a good guy to, you know, bring up immediately. But you also have Brooks Lee kind of waiting in the wings, although he's dealing with a back injury, and they're going to make sure to get that right. And that sounds like it's going to take him 3 weeks at AAA to get healthy, so. He won't get the call right now, but potentially he could be up. Jose Miranda sounds like he's playing more first base DH, but we saw him in 2022, and basically, you know, he you look at what he was able to do at times in that 2022 season. You know, he was one of their more clutch guys, ball bat to ball and driving in runs. There are some interesting options to at least help sustain while they're gone, but yeah, Royce Lewis. I mean, man, it's just hard to imagine someone being able to fill that void. And yet, you look at the rest of the lineup and you go, they still actually have a shot. I mean, the thing is, especially if Byron Buxton is out there, they still have a shot because they still have multiple difference makers in Buxton and Correa, and they have a lot of really good players around the field beyond that. Eddie Julian, you know, Matt Wallner. Everywhere you look, Max Kepler, because I think we get more of the Max Kepler that we saw mid-summer on last year. This year, he's got that confidence back. I think you look at that group and Ryan Jeffers. It's a really nice, complete lineup, especially with the Carlos Santanas. So maybe they're built to sustain injuries. It's just, you know, it's a tough blow on that first day.
Yeah, you feel bad for the kid for sure. Danny Hayes joining us from The Athletic on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Royals coming up. Pre-game lineup card at 2:30. First pitch after 3 o'clock. And a little bit later, we'll have a sneak peek at the lineup. You brought up Max Kepler. He got nicked up a little bit in the game on Thursday. No appearance on the injured list, but he is not in the lineup today.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be long-term. They're calling it a contusion. You know, the Twins like to be very cautious with their guys, and so it's not really surprising to me that he is not in the lineup today. It wouldn't be shocking to me if he's not in the lineup tomorrow, just because they can give him 3-4 days off. But, you know, Kepler, even on Thursday, said, I'm fine, and you know, fouled that pitch off, and they did go in and take a look, and it's just the bone or the bruise or contusion. It's not anything serious, but it is sideline in today.
Dan, you couldn't script a better start for Pablo Lopez. The ace comes out of the gate and pitches a gem.
It was incredible. And it's funny because he said leading up to it in a few days that he was nervous. He said he was nervous facing the first batter of the season. He threw his sweeper. It was a cement mixer. It's the pitch that he spent dominating hitters all last year. And he didn't throw it as hard as he normally does, and it left it fat and gives up a game-tying home run. And it was basically the only mistake he made all day right there. I mean, there was the fly ball double that got off of Correa's glove. I think he gave up 4 hits total, didn't walk anybody, struck out 7, and really, really turned it on when he needed to in big spots. He gave up that leadoff single either in the 3rd or the 5th inning, got a double play right away. Right when Rocco came out in the 7th, you know, you're thinking, man, they're going to pull him with 1 out in the 7th and the bullpen's a little shorthanded. Who's going to get these 8 outs? And Rocco basically went out to test him and just see what he said and if he could get the words he wanted. And Pablo said, it's mine. I want the ball. Came back and got those 2 easy outs to get through 7. Such a big lift for this team. Every time he goes out there, you know, the last 2.5 months of last season and obviously to start this season, there's just that air of the Twins are going to win this game. You know, he's become such a strikeout guy now. He was always about one strikeout per nine, but he really ramped it up and led the American League in strikeouts last year. But he just carries that air about him. And it's something that the Twins haven't had probably, you know, in a decade, that number one, that true number one, and somebody that we can call an ace. I think that this season is going to be more interesting because he knows the lineups a little better in division. There's a lot more familiarity, and with the steps he took last year, just on the development side, I think there's a chance that, you know, I think he was about in the top seven candidates with the betting odds for AL Cy Young. And, you know, I think he's going to be one of their closer chances to doing that for in a long time.
And Dan, the injuries in the bullpen that kind of came to light late, particularly Duran's injury and the fact that he wouldn't be available to start the year. And then, of course, Caleb Thielbar was on the comeback trail and then ultimately shut down. But Stewart and Jax stepped in, at least for one game on Thursday, and did a really nice job late in the ballgame to close it out.
Yeah, and they felt going into spring training that they had a very deep bullpen, and I think we're already seeing some of that with Stewart and Jax stepping up. Jax had, you know, by, I guess, pitch like analytics measures, had the nastiest stuff of any pitcher in baseball in spring training. Didn't allow a run, striking guys out right and left. You know, he's got that curveball to pair with his sweeper now, and people are pretty excited about that possibility with the Twins. So, you know, you've got him being able to step in, and he's done it a few times where he picked up the save before. I think that was a natural, easy spot for him. Brock Stewart, you know, pre-injury last year, remember in May and June going, wow, this guy's a absolute find. He was throwing hard. It was super nasty. As long as he didn't walk guys, he had a lot of potential there. And, you know, he's healthy. He's in a good spot, especially with the way he came back at the end of last season after missing a couple months. So they're in a good spot. Caleb Thielbar's throwing. I think it wouldn't be long for him. I think the hope is around him that it's the minimum and he can come back. Duran, definitely, they're going to be careful because it's an oblique, and he's got such a, you know, you want to make sure every other part is in top form to keep that arm in great shape so that he's not overcompensating when he does come back, because when you're throwing 104, 105, you need all the other body parts to be in sync and healthy. So I think, you know, he'll be shut down for a little bit, and especially with the cold weather, I don't think they want to mess with anything there. So they're probably in as decent a shape to handle his injury. But, you know, the way they put it together and scored those two runs late was good to give breathing room to the bullpen, just because you don't want to be in that situation every day and running those guys out every day.
And Dan, final thought, started today, Joe Ryan, some good, some not so good a year ago. Joe Ryan getting the start in game two beyond Pablo Lopez, guys like Ryan and Ober and Paddock. It is a big deal that they step up if this team's going to go where they want to go, and that is a division title.
Yeah, Joe Ryan is a huge part of the puzzle for them. And if we go back last year, he lost his split finger fastball right around the end of May. He never regained it because I talked to him about this just the other day. He kind of got it mixed together with his slider they were trying to add to the mix. The two of them were really similar for him in the way he was throwing them. Maybe it was the grip, whatever it was, he lost both of them. And if you look at his numbers last year, his first 61 innings or 61 plus innings, through his first 10 starts, he allowed four home runs. His final 100 innings, basically after that Houston start where he lost his splitter, 28 home runs in 100 innings. He needs to get back to that first half guy. He needs to get back to the guy who hitters can't sit on his fastball and guess, because as good as his fastball is, you know, guys are getting good at hitting out the high fastball now. They're adjusting to him, and it's not overwhelming velocity. So I think he had a really good offseason working on the splitter, working on a new slider grip that he feels really consistent with, which is something that he has not had even in all the work he's put in on the slider the last couple of years. But between those two, a two-seam fastball, I think he feels like he has multiple options to kind of change eye levels, which is really going to be critical for him, because if he can just get guys looking down in the zone and then be able to use the fastball with the ride the way he does, he has a chance for a lot of strikeouts and to power him up. I mean, we're talking about a guy who looked like he was on his way to a all-star bid, especially after that shutout, great performance against the Red Sox last year at home. I mean, he was just on a roll, and it just went the opposite way. And he needs to minimize the downsides and keep kind of those peaks where they were. And you know, he can be a very big piece to this team. And they need him to step up. They need Paddock, like you said. They need Bailey Ober to – if Bailey Ober gives them what he gave them last year and 2 years before that, they're going to be in pretty good shape. But they certainly need all contributions from those guys.
Well, Dan, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on, Steve.
All right, there he is, Dan Haynes from The Athletic, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Lineup card coming up at 2:30 today. First pitch after 3, Ryan against Lugo today. Game 2 of the season. Weather looks great in Kansas City. We'll have a sneak peek at the lineup coming up in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Twins and Royals, game 2 of the 3-game set to start the year. Coming up from Kauffman Stadium, the weather looks great in the Kansas City area today. Clouds and a chance of rain tomorrow shouldn't be a problem for the finale. And then it's on to Milwaukee before the Twins open the season with the Cleveland Guardians at Target Field. Home opener Thursday, and the weather looking really good with sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. For that 3:10 start. And, of course, don't forget, we get started with our Twins coverage on opening day for the home opener with breakfast on the plaza during the morning news with Vanita, and a lot going on all day. Big story of the day, Royce Lewis to the injured list. He'll be there for 10 days, but it looks like he'll be on the shelf for quite a bit longer with that strained quad, the right quad. Was injured on Thursday, and they called up Austin Martin from the minor leagues. Let's take a sneak peek at that lineup today behind Joe Ryan. It'll be Julian at second leading off, Kirilloff in left, he'll bat second, Buxton in center field, he'll bat third. In the cleanup spot, Carlos Correa at shortstop. He had a big day on opening day. Wallner will be in right field. Santana at first, batting seventh. Batting seventh in the lineup. Then Jeffries at DH, Castro at third base, and then Vasquez will catch. So it'll be Julian, Kirilloff, Buxton, Correa, Wallner, Santana, and then Jeffers, Castro, and Vasquez for the Twins behind Joe Ryan. So Lewis on the injured list. Max Kepler will not play in the ball game today. He is kind of day-to-day and did not make a trip to the injured list. Meanwhile, Kansas City will send Seth Lugo to the mound today. Big right-hander, 6'4", 225-pounder will be on the mound. Much more on the lineup card, more on the trip to the injured list for Royce Lewis. And then, of course, the first pitch after 3 o'clock with Dan Gladden and, of course, Chris Atterbury. Look forward to bringing that to you. Big thanks to Josh Wheeler, our producer on the program today. Once again, the Twins and the Royals. Don't forget, our sports coverage continues on Sunday ahead of the Twins game. It'll be the huddle with Pete Najarian and Dave Schwartz between 10 and noon here on the CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.